Hey, well, Dan, a 3-1 victory over the Vancouver Giants. You guys, gritty performance. It looked like bent there at the end, but didn't break. So it looked like an unreal effort from your group.
It was a really hard game. You know, it was two teams that were really battling hard for every inch on the ice. It was physical. You know, obviously not much as far as special teams at play in the first little bit, but it became a big factor in the end both ways. And you're right, there were some big moments, big saves, of course, by Griff, who just battled, played his heart out as he always does, but big shot blocks in front of him, you know, back checking, physicality. It was just a really gritty game by both teams. And so, you know, we're grateful that we came out on the right end of it, but Vancouver played really hard too.
What is it? Do you see in Outhouse's game? It looked like to be one of his most spectacular games, where he was called upon multiple times for big saves.
Yeah, you know, especially at the end with the 6-on-3. First of all, let me ask you: have you ever called a 6-on-3 before?
We were talking in the booth, like, when would you ever practice a 6-on-3?
Yeah, exactly. We were laughing about that after the game. Like, never seen that before. How do you practice that? But great job by the penalty killers, by Griff, of course. I'll talk about him in a sec. But, for example, on the shorthanded empty net goal, if you watch Cam Bites, he was just in perfect position, perfect posture, stick on the ice the whole time, closing the pass lane, and you get rewarded for that, right? You close the passing lane, and all of a sudden the puck's on your stick, and it's a goal, so good details away from the puck. But Griff, one of the things we noticed this week in practice and also in the pregame skate on Saturday before Regina was what goalie coaches call visual attachment, which is just tracking the puck. You can tell when a goalie's really visually attached to the puck, his eyes are following it everywhere. And Griff, you could see that coming in Griff all week long and in the pregame skate, and it carried right over into the two games this weekend. So great job by him in his preparation.
Logan Dowson notches his first Western Hockey League goal. Seemed like he had a great game against Regina out there in the final minute as well. Talk about his progression and him getting his first goal.
He's been working really hard all year, and you're right, with Gulks out in the first game, Logan had to come in and move up and play center, you know, in a top nine role. He did a great job in that role with that kind of responsibility. And then tonight he moved up and down a little bit, but ultimately was playing on the right wing on Galka's line. The thing about Logan is he's just very, very responsible. You always know what you're going to get. Great technique. He implements the feedback you give him right away. He works really hard. He's courageous, blocks shots. He's intelligent, and he's got offensive game as well. So to me, just a really prototypical two-way, 200-foot player, a prototypical Royal. And it was great to see him get his first goal in his hometown. And you should have heard the room after the game when they gave him the puck. The room went crazy, which tells me they love him. And, you know, he's a great person, so he deserves that.
Looked like your club did a great job of locking down the blue line, really making it tough for the Giants to get in, and also you know, with their depth, and you're not getting last change, just getting contributions from all the lines.
Two things on that. First of all, the job that Doug Bodger is doing with our D-Core, you know, as far as defensive technique, angling, stick at puck, checking, all those really sound fundamentals. So that allows us to, you know, defend at the defensive blue line, which every team wants to do. We had great tracking pressure from our forwards as well, which allowed our D to stay comfortable staying up. But also, as we've talked about before, you know, the job that Cam and his management staff and his personnel staff do in attracting players who are versatile, players who can play up and down the lineup, multiple positions, it just gives you the ability to deploy not only different lineups, but people in different roles or situations throughout the lineup. So that was one thing that helped as well.
Maybe just summarize the weekend for us, just your take on two games and also getting a two-game winning streak, something you haven't had for a while.
Yeah, I would say grit is one word I would use to summarize it, because they were really hard games, both against Regina and Vancouver, two teams that play, you know, extremely tenaciously and well-structured, and it took everything we had to win each of those games. I would say consistency as well, something we've been really talking a lot about, trying to have the same process, the same effort every game. I thought that was there in both games as well. And then, you know, the one thing that I really love about this group is they really stick together. It's a very cohesive group. They care about each other, and they play for each other. So those were the main keys for me this weekend.